overall, certainly for this evening, it will remain extremely windy. Nothing like what we experienced, you know, so far today. But nonetheless, staying very strong. Westerly winds gusting, you know, 75 to 110 kilometres per hour. And with that, there'll be some further heavy thundery showers. And as you probably know, some of them will remain wintry by and large, rain, but there will be some further wintry ones. And overnight tonight, the winds will ease off somewhat, still very fresh and strong, especially near the coast, with gale force winds persisting there. But overland, they should abate somewhat. And it will turn quite cool during the early part of the night, with temperatures dropping back to 2 or 3 degrees. And then later in the night, you'll see clouds push in with patchy rain and drizzle developing before morning time. Now, tomorrow morning, the winds will be freshish and, as I said, gale force still possibly near the coast. But around midday or so, they will pick up in strength once again, those winds. And you're going to see them coming from a southwesterly direction initially and then later veering to a more northwesterly component during tomorrow night. And winds will, all the time during the day, pick up in strength and become quite gusty once again. So nothing, you know, we won't see the violent, you know, or the hurricane equivalent gusts. But nonetheless, it will be a very windy and very gusty regime setting in from tomorrow midday and staying with us for another 18 hours or so thereafter, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle turning heavy and persistent, especially in your area through tomorrow.
Will we see these winds finally ease down towards
the latter part of the week, you see a big improvement in our weather. Certainly Friday, Saturday and Sunday, much, much calmer conditions, temperatures recovering as well. You can see double figure digits, a lot of dry weather, and any rain that does fall will be fairly insignificant. So big improvement for the latter part of the week.